You have probably heard the story of Jack. He lived with his mother on a rundown farm. Things weren't going so well, and to make matters worse, their cow had stopped giving milk. So Jack was told to go trade the cow in for something new, something that would help the farm and the family out. Well, to make a long story short, Jack returns with three beans. They are magical, or so he has been told. But his mother is not impressed, and she throws them out the window, scattering them on the ground. Fast forward to the next morning, and there is a giant beanstalk in the yard, and we all know how the rest of the story goes. As whimsical as the story of Jack and the beanstalk is, it does highlight how when seeds are scattered, they can find fertile ground. Our two parables today are very similar. They both speak to God's kingdom. The first one, if we are being honest, or if I'm being honest, is fairly straightforward, and dare I say that it borders on being a little boring in its delivery, at least compared to the second parable of the mustard seed, which tells us that from the tiniest of seeds can come the largest of trees. A remarkable reminder about the power of God's kingdom. However, it is a sentence found in that first parable that I want to focus our attention in on today. It is a small sentence, and given everything else that is going on in the text, we may miss its significance. In the Good News translation, which Adam read this morning, we find the following: the soil itself makes the plants to grow and bear fruit. The New Revised Standard Version translates it as, the earth produces of itself. The earth produces of itself. Yes, we need to actually scatter a seed. The type of soil will make a difference. It helps if the seed gets water and sunlight, and we can control some of those things to a degree, but the earth produces of itself. Long before we started planting things in the ground, the earth was doing it of itself. Take a hike through the Northumberland Hills and you will see that the earth does indeed produce of itself. We aren't needed. Now, what I'm about to say may seem contrary to what we think we need to do. It may even run contrary to other passages in Scripture, specifically those times when Jesus says, therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour, found in Matthew's Gospel. So here it is. You, all of you, can take a break. The earth produces of itself. It is okay to rest. With summer coming, a time in our culture and society that is associated with rest and leisure, it is okay to rest. This isn't a pass to stop doing the work of the kingdom altogether, rather an indication that it is okay to rest, to allow the seeds which you have scattered to begin to do their work. It is good news. It means that we should never become so reliant on our own energy and effort. We need to trust more in God and less in ourselves. We live in a culture that glorifies the worker. Our worth is measured by our productivity. Don't believe that? The economies of every major nation release data on that sort of information every single month. And those numbers drive stock market performance. We value our Protestant work ethic. It is a badge of pride that we often cling to, as if we are only measured by what we produce. Our value tied to what we offer society. Ever meet someone new in a social setting? Invariably, one of the early icebreaker questions is, "What do you do for a living?" As if our job defines our worth, or even worse, our identity. I actually like it when people ask me those. 50% of the time, I get left alone. I often wonder if we are addicted to work and keeping busy. Do we find value in the doing of things? Do we find value in the doing of things or in the result of the effort? Where do we put the value? If we always have to be busy, when do we take time to find value in what we have done and what we have accomplished? Perhaps another way to put it is this: what are we called to do versus what can we do? We can do it all, but should we? Is that healthy? And who does it really benefit? Carolyn Lewis writes, "Once we start to think that by our own reason and strength, by our own planning and programming, by our own ministerial labors and homiletic brilliance," she's writing to preachers, "that the kingdom of God will reach its fullest fruition, we have forgotten that we are talking about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God will take root. It will grow on its own. You may not even notice it until one day you wake up with a beanstalk in your front yard. Thanks be to God. Amen."